outdoor fire season in our region is in full swing. Summer evenings around backyard fire pits have turned into fall get-togethers, toasting marshmallows and warming up hands next to the flames. But there's a darker side to popular backyard fires. Wood burning can impact health and communities. Most of us don't need fires to cook our food or keep us warm, but they're fun. Take this ad from Duraflame from a few years ago. You know, the fire logs that are easy to light.
You've always enjoyed a good brewski. And recently, you enjoy saving the environment, too.
The ad suggests you've done the hard stuff, even recycling.
Good job adulting. You deserve a fire.
Backyard fires are a way to kick back, unwind with friends and family. But some people have a different perspective.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Carol Weivel answers the door at her home in McKeesport, south of Pittsburgh.
I would just like to emphasize the fact that I do love to work in my yard when I feel well enough to do it. And the wood smoke makes that difficult.
She comes outside and we take a look at her front garden.
I wanted to show you my stones that I've done my landscaping with.
Weivel moved to this house about 7 years ago from Bellevue, another community in Allegheny County.
Your yard is beautiful.
Well, thank you. And these hostas I transplanted from Bellevue.
Weivel is in her 60s and retired on disability. She'd lived in Bellevue for 20 years and didn't want to move and take on a new mortgage. At her old house, she liked to keep the windows open to let the breeze blow through.
And I had a window in the front and a window in the back of each room of that house. And it was perfectly situated for airflow. But when the wood burning started, it would get into my house. And once it's in your house, it's too late to go close the windows.
Weivel says the smoke burns her eyes and gives her a sore throat. Her ears become congested, and the medicine she takes to help those symptoms make it hard for her to sleep at night. She wrote to the local newspaper and went to the town council with her story. She says she and others who had similar concerns about backyard fires weren't being heard. Then things got ugly between her and her neighbors.
I was just so frazzled every day. I couldn't open my windows anymore. I said, you know, I got to get out of here.
Are things better here?
They're not worse here. They're probably a little better here.
She wears a mask to cut the grass when she smells wood smoke in her neighborhood. Though she says her next-door neighbor has agreed to respect her wishes that he not use his backyard fire pit, Weivel says she and her cats mostly enjoy the outdoors from behind a closed window. She has air conditioning now.
You are not the problem if you're bothered by breathing wood smoke. You need to speak up.
Sue Seppi with the Group Against Smog and Pollution advocates for residents like Weivel. She says wood smoke is both a neighborhood and a regional issue.
But for the people in the neighborhood, it may be where they're getting the highest level of pollution, despite the fact that industry overall is putting out tons and tons of pollution.
Seppi says wood smoke contributes to the area's air quality problem with PM2.5, or fine particulate pollution, but it also contains ultrafine particles.
The smaller they are, the deeper they're going to penetrate into your lungs and even into your blood.
These particles are so small they can get into the cracks around closed windows. Smoke, even from clean, dry firewood, contains toxins like benzene and formaldehyde, similar to cigarette smoke. And Seppi says that's especially dangerous for kids who breathe more per pound than adults. In 2015, the Allegheny County Health Department strengthened its rules for open burning in the county, like restricting the size of fires.
The fire pit shouldn't be any larger than 3x3x2. That's big. That's a bonfire, you know, in my mind. We'd like to see stronger regulations.
Seppi's group would like to see backyard fires banned in cities like Pittsburgh. The updated rules for open burning in Allegheny County include a provision that fires must be 15 feet from a neighbor's property line or public area, and there should be no burning on air quality action days, where pollution levels are already high. But Jim Kelly, Deputy Director of Environmental Health at the Allegheny County Health Department, says even these changes were controversial. He visited councils made up of leaders from the 130 municipalities in the county to explain the new rules.
There was a lot of, very, very curt feedback about the fact that a lot of the elected officials said, if I tried to ban it, I'll be out of my office. because you see a lot of these outdoor areas that are being built with the focus being on a fire pit. And we're seeing that more and more in these urban settings. It's becoming quite a public phenomenon.
The health department's own webpage about burning says the safest fire for everyone is no fire at all. But Kelly says an outright ban would never get through the public process, county council, and committees necessary to pass it. When there's a complaint, the department's two field inspectors have the authority and discretion to limit burning, even if residents are following the rules, if there's an unusual circumstance, like if a backyard fire is on a hillside and smoke is directly wafting into a neighbor's home. Stacy Offit lives in Pittsburgh's Morningside neighborhood, and she wanted a place for her family to gather around the fire outdoors as the final touch for an outdoor renovation on a home they bought last year. She researched and bought a low smoke stove for her patio.
You know, if we're going to indulge in a fire, we want to make it as clean and as efficient as possible.
Offit's young daughters, Penny and Eloise Feldman, break up small sticks for kindling and toss them into the bottom of the round stove. It's open on the top and looks like any fire ring, but is different by design. Hollow walls and holes on the inside and outside of the cylinder create an airflow that keeps the smoke down and the flame burning in the center of the ring. Offit lights some crumpled paper to catch the twigs.
You want to do it, Penny? So the first 5 minutes there is smoke, and then you start to add the wood, and once everything catches, it burns really efficiently and there's hardly any smoke at all.
Offit says she was skeptical, but it works as advertised. Today, the girls are roasting marshmallows.
I was thinking about this time roasting hot dog.
What?
Yeah, people roast hot dogs, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of lengthens the time we can be outside. We're in the middle of the city, but at night when it's cold and you can gather around a fire, no one else is out here. It's very quiet. It's very peaceful.
Offit hopes her neighbors will appreciate less smoky air, too.
But I don't want to roast the hot dog. I want to.
We have more stories about health and the environment at our website, alleghenyfront.org.